Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Here's the deal of the day. Grab your fork and knife, order up your favorite steak, and save at Scotch & Sirloin. Buffalo's best dining experience for 45 years is giving you $30 for just $17. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Deal at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Yeah, their food is very good. I hadn't been there in a while and decided to give it a shot, give it a try. And very, very nice menu and very tasty food. And you can't say more than that. So that's a good thing going. And this would be good if you wanted to take advantage of it at the MyBuffaloPerks.com. Now, okay, Tony gave a real no to stuffing your animal. Mr. Beamer. Are you do you advocate stuffing, or are you pro stuffing or non?
You know, I understand people's connection to their animals, and I don't understand this woman after being dead. Why she put in her will that her dog also needs to be dead? Would I ever take my deceased animal to get stuffed?
Yeah.
No.
Would I?
But I would understand that more than I understand this.
Killing him.
If someone is, you know. As you said, we get very attached to our animals.
We do.
And some people, that's all they have.
And it's no mistake that we have comfort animals. Because no matter how difficult what you're going through is, and I just went through some more difficult things a couple weeks ago, the animals do provide you great comfort. And to think that if they're already healthy, to euthanize and cremate them, I find abhorrent. Just absolutely abhorrent. I'd give up my job before I'd do it. And I might cross an ethical line and provide other ashes. I might cross a boundary to do that. And with no apologies. Nobody's perfect. All right, let's, Mr. Beamer, you have a couple of Facebooks for us.
I sure do. We'll go with Ronald, who says, I think it's cruel and selfish. I know animals mourn and grieve over the loss of their owners. Some of them will even will themselves to die, but that is not in the hands of the deceased. This animal should have been either given to a family member or put up for adoption to live out the rest of what was a healthy life.
Now, many times we hear about people in their will designating part of the proceeds to their animal to be looked after, to be cared for. That, I think, shows true love for your animal, a concern after you're gone of their welfare. So I think that's great. That's a pat on the back for that one. But go the other way and say, here, I'd like you to cremate my dog, Emma. And after you cremate Emma, I would like to have Emma buried with me. I don't get that.
It's so tough when we lose a pet. I pretty much resigned myself to, I don't want to go through it again, you know, and everybody goes out like the comfort animal. So I'm going with the comfort cannoli from now on.
Cannoli.
Yeah, and I can have it euthanized
cream-filled.
And buried in my stomach.
Well, isn't that what we do when we're feeling bad? We reach for the cannoli or the chocolate. Or the milkshake, or
I
the banana
I put the gun
split.
Down and leave. No, it was it. Take the leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Yeah, that's it. I got it too. Let's go to Diane in Tonawanda. Diane, you're on WBEN.
Hi. I didn't really hear like the full extent of the story. I get really attached to my animals. I had a dog, and that was pretty much like my sole support animal. You know, I have a chronic illness, and When I had to put her down after a long illness, it was tough. It was almost like a trauma.
Like a family member. I know. We've all been through it. It's very tough.
Yeah. I was like to the point where I was slightly disabled from it. I couldn't I couldn't sit outside, I couldn't go for walks, and I had to go through like trauma therapy after it. And it took me a good year and a half to be able to like outside again, sort of, you know.
Okay, so.
Socially. But that being said, I would never, ever put a healthy dog down. I would do everything in my power to maybe assure, try to find a healthy or a good home for that dog.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if they're ill and you've run out of options and you have to do it. It's a humane thing so the animal doesn't suffer. But to do it willingly, forget it. Thank you. Thank you very much. A comfort animal. Oh, one thing I've often wondered, maybe somebody can answer this for me. I don't know if you two guys know it. When they talk, we were talking about comfort animals. When they, the first we became aware of them probably as dogs for people who have no sight, you know, blind people. And that's when we first learned it. Now, one thing I can understand that they can tell you that don't step into the curb right now because traffic is coming and things like that. But how do they get through to the animal what precedes that as to where you want to go? The animal doesn't know instinctively where you want to go. The animal would be your eyes for maneuvering, say, downtown. How do they teach the dog that? I've never figured that out. Maybe I should spend my time contemplating things more often. What do you think?
I think so. Maybe sit under the clouds, stare up, and
with
and
a loaf think. Of French bread under my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little vino. Oh wait, no, you don't
I
drink
like that. No, I don't drink. But you know, a Kool-Aid would be nice.
Sure.
Thank you. You guys are mentioning all these carb-heavy foods. I feel like this is something you're doing on purpose.
Well, we are because you're on a diet, and we want to scuttle it if we can.
And we can't even spell diet, so
we like it. You're just the way you are, sweetie.
Oh, thanks.
All right, when we come back, a councilman is not going to be charged. His name is Mr. Wingo. He's Ulysses Wingo. And he did something that was a no-no, and apparently there'll be no further action on it. We'll talk to you about it on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, there's a lot of conversation going on about where you can bring a gun and where you can't bring a gun. We're very much aware of that. And there's a story that's in our news now. Maston Council member Ulysses O. Wingo did commit a crime when he brought a loaded gun to Riverside High School last week, but he will not be charged, according to the Erie County DA, John Flynn. Flynn said Wingo broke a law that says it is illegal to knowingly possess a gun on school property unless you have written permission. And that's a key phrase, according to Flynn, referring to the need for written permission. But Flynn noting the steps that Wingo took to safely store the gun after he discovered he was carrying it, said it was a matter of simply prosecutorial discretion and using a little common sense in deciding not to charge him. When Wingo, who has a permit to carry a gun, just like I do, arrived on the school grounds, he immediately realized he had a gun on him and that the principal should be consulted, and he was. He had to hand the weapon over to the principal. He decided to do this. The magazine was removed from the weapon, put in a sealed envelope, and given to a secretary who put the envelope in her desk. The gun was locked in a safe. At the office, after the school assembly, Wingo retrieved the gun and left the building. Flynn and Wingo had verbal authorization. He said he did have it when the principal told Wingo he could put the gun in his safe. It's not written permission, but it's permission, according to the DA. Obviously, Councilman Wingo made a mistake here. He should have turned around right away after he knew he had the gun and walked out of school. And that's what I agree. That's what I would have done, and put it in the car. Now, usually people like the AAA and whatever suggest that if you can't have the gun on you, that it be secured in the trunk of your car. That being, I never leave my gun anywhere, ever. I do not leave it in the car. I do not leave it on a desk. I don't leave it anywhere. It's either in the safe or it's on me, and that's about it. I understand it's unsafe to put a loaded gun in your car in some case someone steals the car, and I get it. So he should have gotten in his car and went home and put it in his house. That's what he says here. Flynn said the fact that Wingo as a council member had no bearing on his decision not to charge. Wingo has been barred from Buffalo Public School properties since the incident. A spokesperson said Thursday that Wingo is still barred unless he gets the superintendent's written permission, despite Flynn's decision. The principal remains on administrative leave while the school district completes the investigation. Law enforcement said the district didn't notify authorities until a couple of days after. Wingo stepped down as chairman of the council's education committee until the investigation is over. Okay, I want to know how you feel about that whole story I just gave you. I'll give you my opinion. I've had a carry permit all of my life, since the time I was 25 years old, if I'm not mistaken, most of my life. And I'm aware all the time if I'm carrying. But I don't carry every day, every moment. I certainly don't carry at work. If you were a policeman and you had to carry 24/7, you know, I could see it, because putting that weapon on your belt or wherever you're going to put it is like putting your belt on. It's just part of you. You don't even think of it as a dangerous piece. You give it healthy respect. You know it's there, but it's not like, ooh, I'm going to put my gun on. So that's never happened to me. Anytime I'm armed, I'm very aware of where I'm going, and I'm very aware of where I can't go. And so did they do the right thing? I think that thinking about Wingo and what he did there is, unless you expect people who have a pistol permit to be perfect people, which isn't going to happen. We don't have perfect people. We have people that occasionally slip up. I think it was sloppy for him not to know he was carrying the gun, but I think he did reasonably well in the steps he took. Got permission from the principal to put it in his safe, take the magazine out, put it in a different place, different location, different person with it. And so that gun was secured at all times when it was in school property. So I say the DA did the right thing. I know there are many of you out there thinking, well, if this happened to me, I'd be in jail or whatever. And, your thoughts are your thoughts, and you're certainly welcome to express them here, but I think that the DA did the right thing. If I were doing it, if I were making the decision, I wish there were some kind of step between you have a pistol permit and you don't have a pistol permit, okay? Some kind of a maybe, okay, it's been revoked for 30 days. It comes back automatically, something like that. Just something. But I don't think it should be any real heavy-duty punishment. I think it should be a lesson well learned. And people who carry a gun all the time for work or for law enforcement will tell you that it becomes part of you. It's just like putting your shirt on. Tony, did Wingo get off early, or did he get a break or not?
Oh, he definitely got a break. And okay. I think, you know, when you were sitting back there saying, well, for those who are saying that if it was just you or me, it'd be different. Well,
sure.
That's correct. It would be. I think we definitely have a two-tier or multi-tier justice system.
Well, we might, and we'll see what the people say about it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. The question is, did Ulysses Wingo get away with something, or was that justice? I'm with the DA deciding not to charge him here because I've walked in those shoes. I have a permit to carry. I've had a permit to carry my whole life. But I thought it was sloppy. I'll give you that. Thought it was sloppy. But the best thing he could have done is, once he recognized that he was carrying, turn around, excuse yourself, and get out of the building. So that you're no longer problematic. Find a safe, secure place to store the gun, and then come back and do your business. And if you can't do it that fast, skip the business part of it. Just get the gun out of the school, because you do not want the gun in the school. One question I would ask is, was it easy for him to get into the school because he's a councilman? Or did he have to go through everything normally? How did he get the gun in the school in the first place? That's the one of the questions I would have asked. All of the answers aren't there, but the DA has decided not to do it, not to prosecute him. And I agree with the DA. I really do. There was no evil intent. There was no malevolent intent. at all. It was a simple error. He did not pull the gun. He didn't point the gun. He didn't shoot the gun. The gun was secure on his belt or wherever he keeps it. And that's that. And as soon as he recognized something, he tried to rectify it. And I thought in a very methodical way, and if I was suddenly wearing robes and I was a judge, I would do what the DA did. Now, obviously, Tony doesn't agree. And Mr. Beamer, do you think he got away with an infraction because he was a councilman or is a councilman? Or do you think it was a simple mistake and the DA is right?
It's hard to say. I think it was a simple mistake, and I wish that we would all get that treatment. I think we all would deserve that treatment if it was obviously a mistake, as in this instance. But I do think he's getting touched with kid gloves because he's a councilman.
Well, that might be true. I mean, I have a little wiggle room on this. I think I'm okay with what the DA did. But if say, there was a – I don't think there is an apparatus that could suspend it for 30 days or 60 days or something and then bring it back. I don't know. What I do know is that they can take your pistol permit for virtually anything. Okay? Don't get a DUI or something like that, or you'll be you're not only the DUI is a bad thing, but you'll lose your permit. They can. That's the first thing that I was told when I got my New York permit. Keep in mind, I have permits from 11 states. My New York permit is we can take it at any time. Just be a and I like that. I'm comfortable with that. I have no problems. I've never left a gun behind. I've never misplaced a gun in my life. Believe me, even with this large body, I know when there's a gun there attached to it somewhere.
Do I have to leave my Desert Eagle in the car?
It weighs too much. It puts you over the scale. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Did Ulysses Wingo get a break because he's on the city council? He carried a gun. He broke the law, but the DA said no need to charge him with anything.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Back with Beach and Company. Let's see. Ulysses Wingo has a permit to carry a gun, but he doesn't have the right to carry it on school property. And he went to an event at Riverside High School and realized that he was armed. He tried to take measures immediately, taking the magazine out of the gun, having the principal store it in his safe, having the magazine stored and secured separately from the gun. I think that's second best. The best would have been that if he just turned around and left. But I think if they punished him by taking away his permit, I think that would be too harsh. I don't think there are any interim punishments, like suspension for a month or anything like that. But all in all, I have no problem with what the DA did because I didn't see any thought of brandishing the gun, showing the gun to anybody, firing the gun, pointing the gun. The gun was not taken out of its holster. So I would say the DA got it right. And I have a feeling that most of you will not agree. Let's find out with Daryl. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Daryl. What do you think about this?
Okay. Pistol concealed. First of all, has he got it concealed?
Well, it would have to be. The permits for carry are concealed. We don't have open carry in New York.
Okay.
Except for a cop, of course, something like that.
I never knew that because I thought there was two levels.
Well, if you go to some states, they have open carry, so you can carry concealed or you can carry open. But in New York State, when you get a pistol permit to carry, it's concealed.
One other one.
Sure.
This I have no idea, have you got, do the schools in the city of Buffalo have security officers?
That's the first question I had is, how did he get the gun in? If it's that easy, I'm sure whoever is at the door, if there is anybody at the door, doesn't just give him facial recognition and say, come on in because you're a councilman. He just got in there with the gun. That means other people could get in there with guns, too.
Well, if you think about it this way, you can't go into the courthouse or something like that.
It's true.
You got to go through
metal detectors or wanding or anything like that, sure.
I thought that they were tighter on security. That always says to me that, hey, people, wake up.
Yeah, exactly. This time it was no harm, no foul, but it does give you a wake-up call for, in case he was a bad guy, he would have gotten the gun in the building.
Exactly.
So did the DA get it right, or was he too soft on him, Darryl?
Well, he just planted what you and I were just saying. Kind of says to me, if he didn't do anything else, he should have given somebody a wake-up call.
Certainly. That almost deserves a thank you for that. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, Darryl. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the first question I would be asking. Now, the principal is not working now. He's suspended. I guess that's the best term for it. And Wingo is barred from school property without express permission. So even though he's a councilman, he can't enter school property with or without his gun. So basically, I think most people who have never had a carry permit might say, how could you ever not know you're carrying? It is possible. I'm very aware of it, but I should be aware of it because it's important for me to know where it is. But the bottom line is, remember we had the Disney show?
At Shays.
At Shays.
I was just going to bring that up.
And a cop left his gun on the chair. So obviously his gun was, his holster was not secured and left it there. I think it was overnight. Didn't the cleaning people find it?
I don't remember who found it, but I do remember the story.
Yeah, so, and that's a cop. Well, cops carry every day. Cops carry on duty. Most cops carry off duty. So it's part of their wardrobe. As I said, it's like putting on a shirt. It wouldn't be that unusual. But people like me, who don't have to carry for, you know, my living, I don't have to have it at all times. I'm very aware. But if it was for all times and 24 hours a day, practically, you might forget it's there. Let's go to Steve in Amherst. Steve, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I'd like to say about this guy carrying a gun. First of all, you said that he didn't realize he had a gun. Now, a gun weighs a lot. A gun is a heavy thing. So I don't believe that for a second. The other thing is, this guy sits in meetings all day. He's a politician. What does he need a gun for?
Well, apparently there have been, according to the story, there have been threats to he and his family. And being a public figure, many public figures have permits. Many judges have permits because of a safety, not safety issue, security issues about their family. And some guns are very heavy, but some guns are pretty light. They make them out of these polymers. They're not that heavy. And I don't know the size of Mr. Wingo, but if he's a large guy and carrying a small polymer gun, that would not be exceptional that he didn't know it was on there.
Well, I think the way to think about this is you're in a school, and think about if a student did the exact same thing. I mean, a gun in a school, a gun anywhere endangers everybody around it because the gun could be taken off the person and used in any way they wanted. And all these people pushing for rights for everybody to have guns, it's endangering us all. I mean, look at all the school shootings that have happened. There's like one a week for like the last 3 years.
Well, you know, getting a pistol permit is not perfection. We have people who have abused that. We have people who have abused being a doctor. We have people who have abused doing almost everything. So shouldn't be singled out for it, but I understand the extra security is necessary, and I totally agree with that. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, not perfect. Not perfect. If you've never carried a pistol, you probably think there's no way that I could have a pistol attached to me anywhere and not know it. Well, there is. There is. Some of these guns you handle are very lightweight, especially in the smaller calibers, you know, 32 and even 38s. Until you get to Colt 45 autos, they're pretty light. And you get used to it. That's the point. You get used to it. You ever do anything because you do it every day? You don't have to think through every step? Well, you should always know where your gun is. Make no mistake, I'm not making any excuses.
It's kind of important.
Very important. If you can't remember where it is, don't carry it. But you have to do that. But we're human beings. There are times when not everything works exactly. But he had no evil intent. And I think they made second best choices on how to secure the weapon. All right, we'll take a break. We want to hear from you on News Radio 930 WBN. I'm asking if Councilman Wingo, Ulysses Wingo, got away with it, as the DA says that he is not going to charge. I don't think he got away with it. I think that's fair. As I said, if you expect a perfection out of any human being, you're going to be disappointed. And so things happen every once in a while. I wish there was some interim punishment beyond a suspension of your permit, or if there was something else that was more applicable, I might be okay with that. But as soon as he realized the problem, as soon as he realized the mistake, he took immediate action to rectify it. So I give him credit for that. It was sloppy that he did it in the first place, but I think the DA got it right. Let's go to David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, David.
Hey, first, your first caller mentioned he thought there were two different kinds. In Erie County, you'll normally get a permit not to carry, but you can bring it to the range, or if you hunt, you can travel with it to go hunting. That's the first kind. And
that's
then
true.
It's harder to get to carry.
Yeah.
And as far as you're being sympathetic with this guy, I don't think he's smart enough to be caring.
Well, I don't. First of all, I don't know him, and I can't judge his intellect because I don't know him. I'm just going on. Was it malevolent? Was it an honest mistake? Can we afford mistakes from people who have carry permits? They got to be held to a higher standard. But I don't think it breached that higher standard for him. I don't think the DA got it wrong.
Well, he made the honest mistake by walking in and forgetting that he had it on there. I'll grant you that. But his first conscious action after that was to hand over his gun to somebody who did not have it on his permit. His first action was to break another law. The other guy in possession of that firearm without it being on his permit was also a crime. The only thing he could have done legal was turn around and get the hell out of there.
That would have been his best choice and the one that I would have chosen if it happened to me.
When I was looking for my first gun, when I was looking, working on my permit and waiting a year and a half in Erie County, the gun stores I went into to look at the guns, they would not even let you handle it.
That's true, until you showed them a permit, right?
I didn't have the permit yet. They wouldn't even let you touch one in Erie. It's different in Niagara County.
Niagara County, they issue carry permits to start with. Yep.
Yeah, usually. But when that guy handed the gun over to whoever, unless it was a law enforcement officer, he was breaking another law when he did that.
Well, that's true. Most people don't know that unless the gun that you have in your hand is on your permit, you're not supposed to have it. Even if it's usually husband and wives cross them so that they're on both permits. But if it's just, say, your girlfriend and yourself, and she doesn't have a permit, and you go to the range, you can't hand her the gun.
Yeah, like I said, the first conscious act that he did was just stupid. It really was. The first one was a mistake, but after that, it was all downhill.
All right. So you think that he got away with it. What do you think the punishment should have been then?
Well, taking everybody's guns away, or I'm sorry, all the handguns away is pretty severe, but they could have dropped them back to the other kind of permit, where if you don't know you're carrying it, maybe you should keep them at home.
Yeah, the other kind of permit, yeah, you can bring it to the range, and it can be in your house, obviously, but maybe you're right. I wish there were some interim measure besides revocation. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, David. Yeah, I know that if you don't have a carry permit, you're probably thinking to yourself, or say you've never had a permit for a pistol. You're thinking to yourself, I would never forget that I'm carrying a pistol. And that's a thought that has some merit. Okay? I know very well when I'm carrying and when I'm not. All right? But I'm saying it's not impossible for you to recognize the fact that you shouldn't be carrying this there. And most of the time, it's a proactive situation. If you go to get in the federal courthouse or whatever, or even the sheriffs will be at certain buildings, and you'll go through the metal detectors, and there's all kinds of things to get into the building. So just walking in accidentally with a gun is not that common. However, I'm really surprised he got into the school that easily. He wasn't, I'm sure, face recognized. Oh, it's the councilman. Yes, Councilman Wingog, we're glad you came. It couldn't have been that. So I'm guessing that it was sloppy security measures. Did they have a metal detector? Did somebody get wanded? I don't know. I'm not aware of the level. Tony, you got any idea of the level of security in each school?
No, I don't. I haven't been in a Buffalo public school in a long time.
Since you graduated, which was 4 years ago.
Yeah, and that kind of, you know, they wanted me out of there. So
absolutely. They threw the sheepskin out the window.
Yes.
How about you, Beamer? You got any idea? Have you been in any schools lately?
Surprisingly, I have not been since I left college, so.
Okay, so none of us have even been in a public school, no. So.
Well, I've been in Niagara Falls school, but I don't know if they're the same as far as security goes.
Same as Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
Here are some of the texts. Good morning, Sandy. He got away with it. He should have realized as soon as he drove onto the property. When I carry, I'm aware 100% of where I am. And that's an
example.
Yeah,
but wouldn't the thought process trigger? Okay, I'm going to a school. It should automatically ring a bell. I have this on me. I know I need to take it out.
Well, yeah, except that you're thinking of a single act. He may have made five stops before that school and forgotten all about the fact that, okay, he's got to go here for this and here for that, all places you can carry. And, oh, I can't carry in school. I better remember that. So it's just trying to lay out your day, and you might have several stops before the school. I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just trying to give you some rational reasons how it could have happened. It's not super unusual. It's never happened to me. I hope it never does. But I'm very aware of what I carry, and I think most people are as well. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Who wants $1,000? Can we have hands on that? Yeah. It's a cash code. I want you to text 72881 with the word wine, as in fine wine, my dear. Or I don't think wine. WINE to 72881. You might win $1,000.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.